anybody out there need the Lord. Hey God, you can't do without him. No matter what anybody else think, you need the Lord. Our very existence is dependent on him. Glory be to God. Anybody glad to be in the house today? This is day number 70. Help somebody, I'm still here. Hallelujah. You could have been in the number that been called out this week. But he spared us another day. And this is another day the Lord has made. Our job is to rejoice and be glad that he allow you to be in the day. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so we owe him some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Aren't you glad he kept you? Aren't you glad he kept you? Aren't you glad he kept you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not here because of what you've done. You're not here because of what you didn't do. You're not here because of the way you live. You're here because of his grace. His grace and his mercy. Song said his grace and mercy brought us through. Because if he had dealt with us according to the way we live, wouldn't be a soul on the earth. Hallelujah. But I'm glad that he looked beyond our fault and saw our need. Hallelujah. Tell somebody there's something good in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise. It doesn't matter what anybody else think about you. There's something good in you. You just need to let it come out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ah.
Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we give glory and honor and praise to God, our Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has allowed us to come together one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm just glad to be in the number. That's counted among the living and not among the sleeping. Hallelujah. We give glory and honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to our presider, Elders Green. To all the other preachers in the house. To all the officers of the Church of God. And to every layperson in the house. Everybody should be covered. Because everybody's special and everybody's somebody. Everybody's precious in the sight of God. Everybody looks good. Amen. It doesn't matter what you think. It's what the Lord's word has said. And his word is the truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't know how to think anyway. Because the Bible said, don't even lean on it. Your own understanding. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we have to go by what the word has declared. Hallelujah. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news in this bad news world. Good news in these perilous times. Hallelujah. We're back where we were last week. We said to be continued. Ephesians 4, verse 1. Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 1. Eternal God, we stand and yield the spiritual man, mental man, physical man. Cast them all into your care that you may use us for your glory and your honor. Here am I, a willing vessel. Speak through this body, this temple of yours, and glorify your Father. Speak, God, and edify this body of believers. Speak, God, and glorify yourself. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say, amen. Over there, Ephesians 4, verse 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace. neighbor. Continue to walk worthy. Okay. Continue to walk worthy. God has placed something good in all of us. And he did that because he knew you were worthy of what he gave you. You might want one thing that he didn't give it to you. He gave you what he knew you could be faithful at doing and accomplish the goal that he has set for you. But how many know that you just don't walk out here unchallenged? Whatever God got for you, you got to press your way through it. Whatever he has called you to do, you got to first fight yourself. Because yourself is your biggest enemy. He is your biggest hindrance. Yeah. Self put you up to doing some things that you can't do. Amen. While denying you the opportunity to do the things that you can do. Because if you do what you can do, you build self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And causes yourself to want to do more. We keep on pressing at it to get better and better at what we can do. But if we go down that road of failure, each time it causes you to slack up on the next effort. Because you now have set in your mind that I can't succeed. I cannot do this. And this is our children's biggest challenge in school. They don't have self-esteem. But God has made them able to do that, so walk worthy. Put forth the necessary effort to succeed. The Bible tells us that we need to present our bodies as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable unto God. So we got to go through some things. And since we know we got to go through some things, we just got to know how to be thankful. Hallelujah. And rather than complaining. Because the complaint is not going to help you. It's just going to make you feel worse. Hallelujah. But be thankful for what you do have. And what you are capable of doing. Walking worthy calls for us to follow the instructions of the Lord. He tells us that as a prisoner of the Lord that we need to walk worthy of the vocation, that's the job he has called you to do. Okay, don't walk in that thing and complain about what he gave you to do. He knows more and better than you do. We got a witness. His name is Jeremiah. Jeremiah says, I can't speak. I'm just a child. I can't do that. Don't you know I'm a child? And God told me something in the word, shut up, Jeremiah. I know who you are. I made you. Just like he made us. Before you even were Jeremiah, I knew you. Before your mother and your father got together, I knew you. I knew you before you were conceived. So I know what you can do. Whatever it is you don't think you can do, God hadn't assigned it to you if you can't do it. If he made you an assignment, the assignment you can carry out. And so he says, he tells us how to walk. He said, walk with all lowliness, all humility. Walk, be humble all the time. But sometimes we are humble 1 minute and in a rage in the next minute. But he is instructing us, and if you can do what I gave you to do, you got to be humble. Amen. Jesus was humble all the time. Couldn't nobody do nothing to Jesus unless he allowed it. He was humble. The Bible says he was led from judgment hall to judgment hall, but he didn't say anything. He stood as a lamb dumb before the shears. They kept it on messing with him, but he didn't say anything. Here he is, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, being treated like a nobody. Hallelujah. And so we need to be humble. Low and humble is the way to do it. If you're going to succeed, you got to be humble. Hallelujah. So with all lowliness and meekness, not only are you humble, you got to be gentle too. You got to handle them as if something fragile. If you're going to be walking worthy, you got to treat your sisters and brothers as something fragile. Amen. You know how fragile you are. Well, don't go treating them rough. They can shatter that as quick as you will. Okay. Walk worthy. Ask his neighbor, are you walking worthy? You ain't trying to prove nothing. You just trying to do what you were given to do. And then they tell you, you got to walk suffering. Long suffering. So don't look for it to happen in a microwave minute. Well, I've been going through. You ought to listen to what you said. I'm going, so I ain't standing in the same place. And then you said, through. Yeah. That means that I'm leaving the mess behind me.
I'm walking worthy according to the word of God. I'm going through. That in itself gives you hope. And you'll be able to sing the song. I know it won't be this way. Always. I'm looking for a brighter day. Hallelujah. If you look for a brighter day, you're going to find it. Well, how you know, Pastor? Because it said, seek. And you shall find. You can't seek for the brighter day. You just staying in the mess. Your mind is talking about how, telling you how bad things are. How can you find a bright day in there? It may be clouded, but the sun is still shining. How do I know? Because I see the rays coming through the clouds. The sun is always shining. It never goes out. So walk lowly. Walk in meekness. And be willing to suffer long for the Lord. Hallelujah. It's worth suffering for to receive the blessing he has for you. And then he tells us, as you're walking, forbear one another in love. It's about to put up with them. I know your inner man, or your outer man, not the inner man, but your outer man saying, aren't you tired of this? But the word says, bear it. After all, he bared it for us. And you said, I want to be like, you said it. And you don't even know what you're saying. I want to be like Jesus. That means if I'm going to be like Jesus, I got to go through the things that Jesus went through. I got to suffer like he suffered. You got to walk worthy of his calling. Now, forbear one another, and you're doing it how? In love. Forbearing them in love. Love sees no evil. Love don't hear none. Love don't even speak it. Love is all about forgiving. Love is understanding. Love is knowing that I know you done it, but you didn't know what you're doing. Love forgives it all. Because love forgives an abundance of what? Faults. Okay. So love will forgive it before you ask for forgiveness. Hallelujah. I just want you to walk worthy. Love doesn't judge you. And love don't keep count of it. But we'll keep count of our good deeds, won't we? And when we get close to that number, we'll let them know. You got one more time. mm. I'm about fed up you now. You just got one more time. But we got to do this in love. We let love abide. Everything's going to be all right. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in bonds of peace. You're going to work at trying to keep things and people together, not run them apart. Don't destroy by sowing discord. If you can't cause them to get together, don't do nothing at all. Make sure we are as one. That was a part of Jesus' prayer, that the Father make us one as he and the Father is one. So we just trying to get you to get together, because in unity you find strength. In unity, you got somebody else that you can lean on sometimes. You don't have to try to stand by yourself. In unity, we got power. And in unity, we got somebody beside yourself. Oh, glory to God. And we're trying to keep the peace. A peaceful existence. Unity will work that way. But if you don't have no peace, you're going to have discord. So God has given everybody a gift, and he has called us in one hope of call of love, calling us and letting us know that there's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Make sure you are doing what God says do. And make sure you're doing it the way he said it. Make sure you understand everything he said before you start on the journey. Because when you don't do it right, it messes up things. And it endangers yourself. Let's go to Numbers 22. In Numbers 22, that's the Old Testament. About 4-5 books into the Old Testament. Are we about there? Now, this chapter is dealing with Israel, Jacob, the Moabites, and it's after they had crossed over Jordan and had gone through or past Jericho. In this chapter, Balak
saw the children coming. And it was a large number of them. In fact, he said they covered the face of the earth. And they were afraid that he would do them like he done that, like they done the Amorites. Because he said, I seen what they done to the Amorites. So he have his princes and to go to Balaam, a prophet of God. His gift was prophecy. And he knew that Balaam had a special gift. That anybody he blessed would bless. Anybody he cursed would curse. So he sent for Balaam to come and curse the people, so that pre-eventually he may overcome them and drive them out of the country. Let's go to verse 20, because this is a long story, so I'll try to shorten that part up. Verse 20 tells us, okay. See, they had come to him and they had been more than one time. And they wanted him to do it, but God had told him he couldn't go. But now he finally gives in and allowed him to go. But there was special condition as to how it should go, that they would be able to go. And this is where sometimes we jump running before we get the understanding. Here is a great prophet of the Lord that is misunderstanding the instructions from the Lord. It doesn't seem great, but it's a key thing when they left out some important parts of the message. He said, God came to Balaam at night, and God said to him, if the men come, all right, to call thee, then get up and go with them. But yet, the word which I shall speak, say unto you, that shall thou do. The key here was, if they come to you. I read this and I kept missing it. And the Lord opened it up to me last night. Because it seemed like he was contradicting himself, because if you read down the little further, it says, the next verse says what? Balaam rose up in the morning saddled his ass and went with the princess of Moab. All right. And anybody caught it? He said, if, don't miss the if. It's just like saying, if you confess, God is faithful and just to forgive you. But you got to do what? Confess. He didn't say, if you excuse it. He didn't say, if you justify what you're doing. Like Adam, I did it because you gave me that wife. He said, if you confess it, God is faithful and just to forgive it and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So you got to confess it. And Balaam's instruction was, if they came and woke you up, go with them. But that verse didn't say anything about anybody coming. It says what? He got up on his own. And he got dressed. He dressed his ass. And went on. Now he's on his own. He didn't do it the way God said, so he is on his own. We leave every day on our own. Because we didn't ask the Lord, let your Holy Spirit guide me today. We just got up, thanked the Lord, and went on our own. What were they? Because those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So you need to be led every day. Don't get out there on your own. You're meaning to do good, but you're doing it on your own. Balaam, a great prophet. So see, it doesn't matter how holy you are, you still got to humble yourself before the mighty hand of God and follow God's instructions to the letter. Because he said what he meant. And he meant what he said. So here, Balaam now going on his own. And the 22nd verse says, what happened because he went on his own? It kindled God's anger against him. Every time you leave on your own, you kindle God's anger. Because you made yourself God. And I told you that I had no other God before me. When you walk out on your own, you said, I'm God. I don't need him today. I go on my own. But I think we said at the beginning, we said we need him, right? Yeah. God's anger was kindled because Balaam went with him and said, that's the part I was getting that confused. Now he told him to go.
And he's going and he get mad because we in. I will miss it out of the power that if they came and got you, go with them. But they didn't come get him. He got a pop before they did. And went on down. The neighbor, are you still walking worthy? At that time, Balaam wasn't walking worthy because he was out of the instructions of the Lord. So make sure you're doing it the way he said do it. And not just doing it, or he said do it, but make sure it got to be done the way he said do it. God's anger was kindled because it went with him. So now God sent some roadblocks. You want to know why this happened to me today? I was trying to do what I was doing. God put up some roadblocks. Trying to get you to see that you are not in tune with me. He's putting a roadblock out there. An angel stood in the way. All right. All right, so the donkey saw what the man couldn't see. So not on your own, you blind. I see you, but I can't see the spiritual part. All I can see is the evil in you. I can't find no good. And there's good in everybody. But all we can see is evil. God wants you to forgive somebody. You can't see it. Now, God ain't meant for me to do this. God ain't meant for me to suffer through this. If you suffer through it, God meant it. Because everything is happening for his good and his glory. The ass saw the angel. You can't see heavenly things because of the hard neck, stiff neck, and whatever else you might be. You're not walking humbly. You're not walking in meekness. You're not walking in love. Because all you can see is reason for not liking somebody. And I ain't going to church today because so-and-so last week made me a little mad. If they made you mad because you got something you need to get out of you. You ain't got no business being mad in the first place. So God's trying to get it out of you so he can make you a place in his kingdom. Read it, we got to quit. Don't look like I'm going to offend this again. Read. Okay.
All right. So he smite the ass for stopping the first time. Now God closing up things so that there's a wall on each side. And the ass now stops again. He narrowed up things so you can see it. See, sometimes we have too broad of an spectrum. We can't see the thing right under us for looking at the big picture out there. It's all right to see the big picture, but make sure you see the little things to help you get to the big picture. If I'm just going to look at the big picture and don't see the little thing, I'm going to stumble and fall. So I need to look at the big picture and everything that's in between me and the big picture. So God, he couldn't see it in the big spectrum. He brings it in closer. Trying to get you to see what you've been missing. But here, he still didn't see. He hits the ass a second time. Alright? Next. Alright. The angel moves up a little further down and get in an even narrower place. The ass couldn't turn right, and it couldn't left. He got to go straight. Straight and narrow. Either way. And even on the straight and narrow path. He missed the angel. You can be walking as a holy as you can be walking, but you started out wrong. You didn't go back and repent for what you did. You just walked on through it because you are the holier than thou. You can't go nowhere but straight, and you were squeezing through that. The horse couldn't turn, the ass couldn't turn at all. An angel was standing there ready to cut him down. Alright? So what did the ass do? Ass saw him, he just fell down. God said you need to fall down sometimes. And while you're down there, talk to me. Hallelujah. That's that fell down under Balaam. Balaam's pride. You know, because he was vying with some princes. And you embarrassing me, angel. I mean, not angel, ass. You embarrassing me. Here I am with the princes of Moab. And you're going to fall down under me? And God now opened up the ass's mouth. A dumb animal that couldn't speak. God gave him words to say. And said, why? Oh, why? Have you hit me these three times? He said, because you embarrassed me. You fell down. And now if I had a sword, I would run it through you. Now that's that. Have I not been thy ass ever since? I am ass.
Glory be to God. And have I not done you right? Glory to God. He said, yeah, but you embarrassed me. Hallelujah. And I need to run you through. Now the angel got to speak. Even when he heard the words of the ass, it still didn't bring him right. The angel spoke. And his eyes opened up. He was able to see the arrow of his way. He saw the angel with the sword in his hand. And the angel said, if you had come in the Father, I would have corrected you through. I would have killed you and saved that. Make sure you're walking according to the word of God. Make sure you're walking the way God said walk. Make sure you're doing what God said do. How God said do it. Don't jump out on your own. Get in the head of God. Make sure you wait on the Lord. Wait, be the good courage. Wait, walk waiting. Wait for God to move. The neighbor, why are you in a hurry? God said, wait. Don't fear that he ain't gonna do it just because you thought he oughtn't to be done it by that now. You know, if he ain't done it by now, he ain't gonna do it. How do you know what he ain't gonna do? If he said it, he will do it. For God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is the Son of Man. That he won't perform it. But whatever he said he'll perform, that he shall surely do. Hallelujah. That's all.